apply. This is Sound Awake on SAFM.
Time for planting the seeds now here on Sound Awake. Today's topic being the Africa Agribusiness Qualification. So a bit of background then. Almost two-thirds of the world's uncultivated arable land is in Africa. So the continent has great potential to feed itself and the global population. AGCO Corporation launched the AGCO Agriculture Foundation, or AAF, in 2018 with one goal in mind, ending hunger globally. As the world's nutritional demands change, the AAF is committed to making an impact locally and globally. We are dedicated, and this is the AGCO Agriculture Foundation, they're dedicated to elevating marginalized farming communities to ensure that no one is left behind. The AAF is a testament to AGCO's support for all farmers feeding the world. And one of these programs is a skills development initiative driven by AGCO Africa under the banner of Advancement in Agricultural Education. So to find out more, Dr. Bernard Ngwene joins us, who is AAQ Program Manager. A very good morning to you, Doctor, and thanks for making time.
Yeah, good morning, Sandra. Thank you very much for having me.
So give us a bit of background, firstly, on AGCO Agriculture Foundation, or the AAF Foundation, which was founded in 2018.
Yes, so let me start by just a bit of background about AGCO itself, the corporation. Mm-hmm. So AGCO is a global manufacturer and distributor of agricultural machinery, and AGCO owns brands like the Massey Ferguson, which is a very popular brand in South Africa, the Fendt brand, the Valtra, the Challenger, just to name the tractor brands. As a stakeholder in the agri industry, AGCO is committed to ensure food security around the globe by putting farmers first. So they provide, or we provide agricultural solutions to farmers who feed the world. Like you rightly said, in 2018, AGCO founded the AGCO Agricultural Foundation, or AAF, with a vision to preventing and relieving hunger. And they do this through impact-driven initiatives to transform lives of marginalized communities. And so AGCO Foundation is supporting food security and promoting sustainable agricultural development.
Your programs as AGCO started mainly in the U.S. and in Africa, and these are very different agricultural scenarios in terms of the U.S. and Africa, generally speaking, U.S. being the number two in overall agricultural production in the world after China. So it's quite a big player in that space, while Africa is not even on that top 10. I don't even know if it's in the top 20, but South Africa at least is at number 15 in the world, thanks to our cereal and grapes, which contribute to our wine exports. Then again, we can debate, because it depends on the commodities that we produce, but Africa has its own contribution. What's the significance of using these polar opposites? Because the U.S. and Africa are quite opposite if we look at it in terms of overall agricultural production.
Yes, you're right. AGCO is a global player in the industry with, taking part in the business all over the world. And like you rightly said, there's a huge disparity. Africa, for one, we all agree there's a huge disparity between the potential of the continent and where we actually are. And, of course, we can learn from the other continents, but we all know, or we have clearly seen, that one of the reasons why we have this huge difference in production is because of the lack of skills, which is, exactly the reason why this program we are talking about was designed to close this skill gap with the right range of skills and knowledge to build a pool of agricultural professionals for the industry.
How are the world's nutritional demands changing? We've said that in our intro. I mean, if we look at Africa having almost two-thirds of the world's uncultivated arable land, there's potential here. So we need to understand how the nutritional demands are changing, and then we can see how we can feed ourselves as the continent.
So, yes, two-thirds of arable land is in Africa. Africa, which is also very lacking in production. Africa has the highest hunger rate, like you rightly said. But with this kind of skill development, we are aiming to elevate Africa, to lift Africa from the level that we are now, to meet up with our counterparts in the other regions of the world, at least to feed Africa and even be the food basket of the world. And we have, I mean, there's that potential which we have all identified, and we are working towards that.
Let's talk about the Africa Agribusiness Qualification Program, the AAQ. Why now?
ACO was established in Africa just a few years ago. So we were doing business all over the globe, but supporting Africa from out of Africa, so from Europe and America. Mm-hmm. We established an African office, I think, in about 7 years ago. This you can understand that our understanding of all these needs also grew with our presence in Africa, I mean physical presence. So actually, we started AAQ in 2018. There have been a first batch that was hosted in Kenya. Mm-hmm. And that was a two-year program, and it ran till early 2020. So this is the second cohort which we are starting now in South Africa for this year.
Okay, so it's a 12-month program. What does it aim to achieve?
It's a 12-month program. And it includes a generic management certificate, mm-hmm. Which is offered by the GIBS. So the program is hosted by the GIBS, so the Gordon's Business School of Business Science. I'm sure you are aware of that institution. Also by Harper Adams University from the UK, with technical support from Sirius Technology Institute. So from the GIBS, they'll be issued with a generic management qualification, which is accredited. And of course, skill development in agribusiness and agronomy from all these other institutions, including ACO.
Who can be eligible to apply?
Eligibility, okay, talking about application, we have already gone through the application process. We are now at the last phase of recruitment. So mm-hmm. some of the candidates already have had their acceptance letter, I think. This was put at the NQF level 4. As entry academic level, since we wanted to avoid movements because of the present world situation, we limited it to South Africa. Unlike the first cohort, which was more a Pan-African action, this one is just within the geographical borders of South Africa, so mainly South Africans, and of course, any other African who is living in South Africa, has worked beneath the valley residence in South Africa, who could also apply. And we needed some 3 years of experience in the agricultural sector, and some technical experience as well. And then the commitment, the 12-month commitment to the program.
All right, so maybe we'll catch up then with some of those graduates at the end to share their experiences. So let's talk about your five focus areas of AAF. Also, I mean, bringing this program into South Africa, talking about encouraging young people to embrace agriculture. Where does it begin? Because your focus areas are five things: addressing nutritional demands, education, ethical farm production, rural development, and social initiatives. Where should we begin when we are trying to encourage young people?
Yeah, so as much as this initiative is concerned, we concentrate on the part of education.
Okay, got cut off there. But anyway, we are out of time. Thanks to Dr. Bernard Ngwene, AAQ Program Manager, now planting the seeds. Comment of the morning, Anonymous in Cape Town, saying, naming the Free State, I personally think our government